We heard a lot of voices last Friday after a mistrial was declared in the Randall Carrick trial because of a hung jury. One faction we did not hear from is Carrick's defense attorneys. That changed today. WFAE's Gwendolyn Glenn reports.
There have been accusations against Carrick's attorneys of trying to malign Jonathan Farrell's character during trial. They repeatedly referred to the beer Farrell drank and the marijuana he smoked the night he was killed. Defense attorney Michael Green says those accusations are off base.
We weren't villainizing Jonathan Farrell. We were simply saying what happened. We never suggested anything other than what he did.
That was true until closing arguments when Carrick's other defense attorney, George Lauren, referred to Farrell as a burglar when he banged on a homeowner's door after being in an accident. Farrell is a 24-year-old African-American man fatally shot by Carrick 2 years ago. After the mistrial was declared, protesters blocked streets and demonstrated at several locations that night calling for justice. Green praised CMPD for how officers handled the protest. As for the message of the protesters,
I keep hearing no justice, no peace, but justice is not a result. It's not a guilty verdict, everybody cheer, the cop goes to jail. Justice is a process. Black, white, and Hispanic on the jury, 8-4 saying not guilty. Just because it's not the result that you wanted doesn't mean that's not justice.
The defense attorneys criticized former CMPD Police Chief Rodney Monroe for suspending Carrick and charging him with voluntary manslaughter less than 24 hours after the shooting. They said he gave the public a distorted account of what happened. Green says Carrick was glad to get a chance to take the stand.
He wanted to tell the citizens of this community and that jury what happened that night. For 2 years, he had to sit silent while he heard civil attorneys, news reporters, people, the community, his own family. This was his time to tell his story.
They also addressed comments by Farrell's family on Friday. The family accused Carrick of having no remorse. They pointed out he's never called them. Carrick's attorneys say that's because he was advised not to contact the Farrell family. They said that saying he's sorry could be used against him at trial as an admission of guilt. It's up to Attorney General Roy Cooper to decide whether to retry the case. As for Carrick, he's on unpaid leave and working odd jobs to make a living. For WFAE News, I'm Gwendolyn Glenn.